definitely some controversy about the neglect and the failure to do anything since the fire in 23. You know, it's almost 3 years ago now. So I think there's plenty of blame to go around as far as what did or didn't happen. Apparently, I know that the land across the road that's sort of up on that cement platform, that's where the new mixed-use development was supposed to be. That's privately owned now, and the actual plant itself on the east side of the road, that's also privately owned. I don't know if it's by the same owners or not, though. And there are two gates, two of those floodway gates, that operated the hydro in the paper plant. Those are not open, at least as of yesterday, because there's no power there. So they have to get power there, and then if the hydraulics would still work after 3 years of sitting, you know, without doing anything. Those extra two gates, that would give them another 40% of capacity in terms of drainage. And I think that's their priority. They do have a bunch of auxiliary pumps and stuff there, but that's like, you know, peeing in the ocean. They've got, last I knew, there were five, first there was one, then there was five, then there was eight. Now I'm told there might be as many as 12. But they're running, you know, an 8-inch or 12-inch discharge. So even though that's thousands of gallons an hour, it doesn't mean anything. You know, it's nothing. So I think the majority of it is going to be if they're able to get those gates, those two extra gates open.